This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi Today, live nationwide and around the world on this, the final weekend of June. Can you believe that? On our show this hour, one of the legendary songwriters of all time wrote American Pie, And I Love You So, Castles in the Wind, Vincent, Starry, Starry Night. What a writer and what a singer. Don McLean will be joining us. From the rock and roll group, Paul Revere and the Raiders, he's out there still performing. Mark Lindsay will be on the program. And joining us on our lifestyle segment is Megan Kaiser. June is camping month, and I got to tell you something, pretty intriguing about going camping these days. I've never done it. Maybe I'll give it a shot after talking to Megan. And that's all coming up this hour with Ron Segi Today. I'll be right back with Don McLean.
So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die.
We're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. What you're really listening to, ladies and gentlemen, is one of the greatest songs ever written and recorded. And I have to tell you something. After almost 52 years, I never get tired of listening to that song. It has not only been a song that is in the top five for the 20th century, but now into the 21st century. And joining us right now is the Michelangelo of music. I really mean this. A friend of our show for many, many years, Don McLean. Hi, Don. How are you? Welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you. Nice to be on your show.
You know, Don, we have done this so many times, and I always say after I'm done, I said, you know, I could talk to Don for probably 42, 43 days. I need to move in next door to you so that we can have these conversations more often, you know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Don, you are having one busy, busy year. I am so happy that the day the music died, the story of your American Pie is debuting on Paramount Plus on July 19th. That is so exciting. And the tour dates, unbelievable. Australia, New Zealand, Hawaii, back in the 48. And the T-shirts. Where do we start? Let's start with the documentary. I love that documentary.
Well, the documentary was the idea of Spencer Proffer. And the children's book we did, American Pie, A Fable, was the idea and the work of Judy Proffer, his wife. I contributed to all this, of course, but the funny thing was that as we started to do this documentary, we were talking and talking and talking and talking, and went on for about a year, I guess, and we were shooting bits and pieces, and I began to realize that this song took 10 years to write. It's the only song I ever was really thinking about for 10 years. Certainly there are other songs where I have ideas that are in my mind for many years, and I'll just pull them out and write a song, but this was an ongoing thing. But the funny thing was that by the end, I was like, you know what? I'm just going to take the guitar out, and I'm going to talk about every word in this song, because that's really what people want. And everybody making the movie, nobody thought to do that. And I said, what do you think people are going to look at this thing for? They're going to want to see what the lyrics are about.
Mm-hmm.
So I started talking about the lyrics, and it was funny because I'd forget them sometimes and ask the sound man, what's the next line, you know, and this kind of thing, because I've sung it so many times. But that's what I did. So I think that really, really made the movie, so I feel good about that.
Well, back in 1971, when that song was at the top of the charts, really never left the hearts of everybody, I was working for radio stations, one of many that were having disc jockeys try and interpret all the lyrics. You told me one time that the majority of them were probably very wrong on the interpretation, but now we got the real words from the real guy. And you know, you mentioned the children's book, American Pie children's book. I told you this last time we talked. I have two grandchildren, a little boy 9 and a little girl 6. When they read that book, they cried. They cried because they were so
nice.
Yeah, they were so. They said, was Don a friend of Buddy Holly? Did he know him? I mean, it was very, very sentimental. It really was.
The Vincent book is going to be lovely also. There's going to be a series of 5 books. And here's the situation. You have this Donnie boy, okay, right, who's the paper boy. And he has Buddy, and then he gets the guitar, and Buddy leaves. Actually, you know, they don't say Buddy died, but he's no longer. So he goes off, you know, on his bike with his guitar. And then the next one will be Vincent, and that will have another character, beautifully done, you know, again, with a takeoff on the book. And with some little idea toward mental health, this kind of thing, you know, being sad and so on.
Sure.
Then the next book will be Castles in the Air, because the Donnie character is going to reappear as a star now. He's a star as a singer, and he's famous and rich, and he's got his castle in the air, and the whole idea of success and, you know, the burdens of success and failure and so on. And then the next one will be And I Love You So, where he falls in love and that whole thing and family and so on. And the last one will be Tapestry, where he has to face the realities of the world. And so it's going to be an ongoing little thing of five books.
Now, Don, could you not turn that into an animated series outlining?
They want to do that also.
Yeah, that is exciting.
They have a lot of ideas for this. It's just moving along. And the documentary sets the stage, really, for the story of American Pie, which is again reflected in the children's book, and that will be, there will be a Broadway show at some point using probably 20 of my songs, and the story is established. And there's also a bookazine that came out, which again reestablishes this story. My life story, basically, is what the song and all this stuff is based on. So a lot of movement has occurred in the last few years in terms of defining me and what I do and who I am and, you know, where I came from and what I went through and blah, blah, blah. So it's been quite exciting.
You know, Don, I say this sincerely, okay? I couldn't be happier for you, because you deserve all the accolades that you have received over all these years of great music. And you mentioned some of the other ones other than American Pie, Vincent, of course, Castles in the Air, and I Love You So, that was made a hit by Perry Como and then redone again by Elvis Presley. I saw a picture, I got to get this, of your new T-shirt. You got to tell me about this, because, hey, ladies and gentlemen, you got to get this T-shirt.
There's a lot of T-shirts out there. There's a lot of merchandise. I have exploded on the internet in the last 5 years. I mean, it's just unbelievable. And then there's bootleg stuff out there. And now this artificial intelligence thing, I've got Paul McCartney singing American Pie, which is ridiculous, you know, but it's funny. But you know, you're not going to know what's what, you know, pretty soon. But yeah, it's, there's a lot of stuff out there about my songs and about me. And there's always some sort of a news story. This latest one was with the president of South Korea singing American Pie for Joe Biden, you know, the White House. And all of a sudden the whole thing turned around to Biden. We used to sing it in the car with my sons, you know, this whole thing. Funny as hell. Yeah, I just watched this, and I have such a good time with it. It's just hilarious.
You deserve it. Now, this tour that you are on started in Australia, then went to New Zealand, then over, you're going to go to Hawaii, back in the 48 states. Man, oh, man, that is one intense schedule you're on there, Don.
Well, I did 10 months last year of touring. We did about 80 shows all in the United States, and then we went over to England, and we landed in England to do our tour of England, Ireland, Scotland, Scandinavia by bus, which we did for another month or more, right at the day the Queen died.
Oh, jeez.
I couldn't get on TV to promote anything. You know, the whole thing was, but it was right in the middle. Forgetting that, I mean, it was a historic event, and it was really a thrill to be there when that happened, because what was amazing was that the orchestration of her funeral would put Steven Spielberg in the shade. I mean, I couldn't understand how they could orchestrate this within a few days. I mean, thousands and thousands of people all dressed up, doing this and that, the perfect things, and singing in the right songs and saying the right things, and this pomp and splendor. And I looked it up, and I realized there was the Duke of Norfolk is actually in charge of all this and has been since the 1500s. And his relative lives in the same castle that he did, and they have been planning on Elizabeth's death since 1960.
Oh, my gosh. Jeez.
I mean, they don't fool around.
No, I guess not. Oh, man. Oh.
Well, I had to know how they could do this. You know, it was a Herculean task.
But, you know, when you talk about all of these dates and out of the country, it is amazing that a song that encompasses the music of America and the great music of rock and roll is universal. I mean, you could go to Australia, you go to China, you can go anywhere you want to go.
Well,
it's amazing.
The thing about it is I have a different, people don't know this really, but American Pie was not as successful outside the world as Vincent was.
Wow, Don, I didn't know that. In all the years that we've talked to one another, I never knew that. After this break, you got to tell that story, okay? Our special guest, my friend of many, many years, the man who wrote the song that was one of the top five songs of the entire century, is with us right now. And not only talking about American Pie and all the things that he's doing, but he mentioned an interesting fact about this song.
Starry, starry night, paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul. Shadows on the hills, sketch the trees and the daffodils. Catch the breeze and the winter chills in colors on the snowy linen land.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling of giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. Buy $1 million of affordable term life for you. All you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye and singing, this'll be the day that I die. Be the day that I die.
And we're back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. My guest and friend of many, many years, Don McLean, is with us, and we're here for another segment. And you know, Don, we're talking about how American Pie was not the huge hit overseas in other countries, although they love the tune and the melody of it. The hit was here in America. But now American Pie is worldwide. Tell us about the phenomenon of American Pie.
American Pie was hit home, of course, in America, but probably the main thing that has allowed me to have a career all over the world was the fact of my singing. People in Ireland and England and Scotland like a good tenor, you know?
Right, right, right. That's
and,
exactly right.
And my songs, of course, and the lyrics and to all my songs. But I say Vincent was even more powerful to them, but American Pie continues to grow and to do things. It's like, you know, the Night of the Living Dead. I mean, it's been around for 53 years and it's still out there, you know, and doing things. It's actually, I hate to say this because a lot of people who are, you know, old and irrelevant keep pointing about how relevant they are, but it's still relevant.
Yes, it is.
In a strange way. So there's no doubt about it.
Yeah, there's no doubt. It still has 1971. It still has relevancy on what's going on in the world, in the country, now are prevalent today. You know, you told me one time, and I listened to this, and I tell you, hit it right on the nose. I mentioned to you that it takes a lot of courage to do a cover of a Roy Orbison song, and you did Crying. And you explained to me how the staccato of Roy's was so much different than yours, which was more flowing and really very mellow. Boy, I tell you something, you hit it right on the head. I never thought that that song could be covered better than the Big O, and you did it.
Well, Orbison liked it too, which was he liked me. In fact, I got so much support from people in Nashville. I still have Garth Brooks saying nice things. He's in that movie.
Yes.
And said some marvelous things about me, you know, said some beautiful things about me. And when dethroned American Pie is the longest number one song ever. I've always had, Nashville has been my home, and the country music stars of all ages have appreciated my songwriting, my singing, because that's what they do. It's Music City, mm-hmm. you know, and mm-hmm. they love that. They love it when, you know, they hear an interesting phrase or an interesting song, and they certainly songs that have longevity and power. And, you know, so many successful songwriters, but and folk singers, for example, you're not going to write in this land as your land. You're just not, no. You know, because it's already been written. Woody Guthrie wrote many, 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 many songs, but that's the one, you know. And you're not going to ever have a White Christmas. And that was Bing's big song, and Bing Crosby was the biggest thing there was in the 1940s. I grew up with that song. It's still my favorite song, yeah. I think, of all time.
Yeah.
But, you know, so to have an American Pie that is considered the fifth greatest song of the 20th century, which is in the same breath with White Christmas and This Land Is Your Land, and, of course, Somewhere Over the Rainbow, This was almost like a dream. I almost thought to myself, this can't be happening. But it did happen. And the reason it happened was because people wanted it to happen. Believe me, the writers out there, the jaded rock and roll writers, the know-it-alls that write some of these stories that don't know anything, haven't been anywhere, and have accomplished nothing, but just like to take a shot at somebody once in a while, they didn't vote that song to be the fifth greatest song. It was people writing in everywhere from around the country, because this was done by the National Endowment for the Arts and by the Recording Industry of America. the ones that certified gold and platinum records. This was a government survey, and it was the first big one that came right out of the 20th century. And all since then, there have been lists and lists and lists, and Rolling Stone has a list every 2 seconds about something. You know, but this is the list, and it was not because of PR, because I'm a low man on the totem pole when it comes to fame, but this is the people's choice.
And that means more than anything. It's very nice.
It really does.
It's very nice to have the accolades of people in the business, but it's more important to have the general public, because that's who you're appealing to.
Well, you know how many people have all these awards, and they're always in there, and they're this and that, and a few years go by, and they don't remember you at all.
Right.
You know, and it's all very, very thin, very, very ephemeral. It's very passing. But then there are some things, as I was saying. But, you know, if you ask the average person, and I want to just say this to your listeners, to write a song, if you pick somebody on the street and you said, I want you to write a song, give you $100 about something that really matters to you, your cat, your dog, your wife, your daughter, your son, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
They couldn't do it.
No, absolutely not.
They couldn't even begin to do it. So there are people out there who write songs, and they don't get anywhere with them much, you know, and they kind of stop doing it. But you have to continue and work at this. This is not something that you just, all of a sudden, you're a genius, you know. You have to work up to this.
Well, Don, you've not only worked up to it, you're at the top of the mountain when it comes to success in writing music and having successful songs. Thanks, Don, for joining us. It's always great when you're here.
Thank you very much.
Stay safe, my friend.
Yes, I will. Don't worry about me. I'm a tough old cob. I managed to hang out.
Thanks, Don.
Okay, thank you very much. Nice interview. I really enjoyed it.
Thank you so much. I enjoyed it, too, and let's do it again soon. Okay, my friend?
All right.
Okay, Don McLean has been our guest. I tell you, the man is a genius. In the entire 20th century, the top five songs, he is in that, along with White Christmas, This Land Is Our Land, and now he's in the children books, animation of those children books, the documentary now that's streaming free on Paramount Plus. And I first met Don at an awards dinner in New York City back in 1972, and we have been friends ever since. To be very low-key, he was a very private man, but of late, he's talking all about his songs, a lot of projects. He is enjoying the success of a 53-year career. I really like Don. He's a good guy. And after a quick break, there's more to come with Ron Segi today.
Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
So it's great business time for Calitrin. I would think the phones would be ringing off the hook and people would be ordering ad nauseum.
That's right. You know, it'll be 25 years this April, and we've been helping customers lose weight safely and effectively for 25 years. So if you need to lose the weight, you've really got to check it out on our website, toploss.com, because like Doug said, it's so much more than just a weight loss product. I mean, we're not talking about a quick fix fad product. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. Our number one ingredient is collagen protein. It's got types 1 and 3. That's for the muscle and the joints.
All right, and don't forget the 90-90 special right now. Use the DJV code for free shipping as well. DJV code at toploss.com and the Get Fit contest. That sounds like it would be kind of fun. Calitrin at toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller, here one of the great Calitrin consultants at toploss.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
USA News Update. The head of a Russian mercenary group is ordering a halt to his military advance on Moscow. Russian state media says the leader of the Wagner group agreed to de-escalate the situation after talks with the president of Belarus. The White House says President Biden is staying abreast of the situation in Russia. Former Vice President Mike Pence is calling for a federal 15-week abortion ban. It comes on the one-year anniversary of the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. Pence added, every Republican candidate for president should support an abortion ban at the federal level. The support ship used to launch the Titan submersible is back in Canada. The Polar Prince docked in St. John's, Newfoundland on Saturday with its flags flying at half-mast. Experts believe all five passengers on the small submersible likely died instantly due to a catastrophic implosion. Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Back
live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today. That's the music of our next guest. And Paul Revere and I had become very, very close friends over the years. I used to visit him up in Branson. We'd have dinner together. He was a great, great guy. And we lost him a few years back. Very talented man. But one of the other big names that came out of that group is our guest, who I first met back in 1969 when I was a radio disc jockey. And that's Mark Lindsay. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
Good to be here, Ron.
Hey, great. Nice to have you here. This is the first time you've been on our studio. And it's so nice to have you.
Really, this is the first time we've been in person since I had the Nehru suit and you had the mustache.
Yeah, and I could still get into a turtleneck collar. I want you to know. It was a long time ago. We were in Cleveland. You were promoting, I'll tell you how long ago it was. It was an album that you were promoting.
What are albums? The Great Big Things That Spin Real Slow, right?
Big Things. And it was an album that you guys had done in Memphis, which was a great album. And you were doing a tour, and we did a thing, I think, up there with Steve Popovich from Columbia Records.
Absolutely.
It was a long time ago. But you know what the depressing part about it is that you still look good. I look like Gabby Hayes. You look terrific, you know?
Folks, this is radio, so you can't tell, but he's putting me down real bad because he looks great.
We saw you last night, and it is absolutely fascinating to watch you perform, because you still have the enthusiasm not only in your eyes, but able to move about that stage just like it was where the action is.
Rock and roll is not really cerebral. It's visceral. I run 5 or 6 miles every other day just so I can do that.
Do you really?
Yeah, and it's if I'm on stage and thinking about what I'm doing, it's not going to work. I mean, rock and roll just has to kind of flow from the soles of your feet and come out through your pores, and you can't fake it.
And, you know, you can see. I mean, you can tell when somebody's going up there and they're walking through it, you know. And you can see when somebody is in it. And you're in it.
Well, I'm not an actor, so I can't fake it. It either works or it doesn't. And as long as I'm having fun, which I was last night, and that's kind of why I started doing this again. I was having fun again. As long as it's fun and I can, you know, still, they can put me on stage and I can move around, I'll be doing this. I love it.
You had mentioned before that you had been away from the scene for about 10 or 15 years. Why?
Right after Indian Reservation, which was our biggest, the biggest single-selling record in the history of CBS Records.
Unbelievable.
Now, Sony. We were kind of passing the bell-shaped curve. You know, no group can stay on top forever. And we were playing smaller venues, and we were playing the same songs the same way every night. There was no variation, and the spontaneity was gone. It wasn't fun anymore. And I said, well, if it's not fun, I can't do it. So I hung up my rock and roll shoes. I think they had platforms on them about that time in the 70s.
Patent leather boots.
Yeah, and stayed in the music business, but behind the scenes. I built a studio, did A&R, Free Night Artist Records.
Did you really?
Yeah, for about 3 years. Did everything you can possibly do, and did commercials. Did everything except perform. And I really thought that I would never perform again. A friend of mine in Chicago said, well, would you, I know you won't play because you've been trying to get me out for years. He said, but would you host a rock and roll show? We have the Temps, the Tops, the Birds, Tommy James, Association, Spirit, a good cross-section of American rock and roll. I said, well, let me see, I've done TV. Yeah, I'll do it. We get to Detroit to rehearse the show. He says, Lindsay, we need to fill 15 minutes. Can you do Arizona Indian Reservation Kicks? Band had the charts. So it was great to be introduced. And ladies and gentlemen, our host for the evening, Mark Lindsay, get a nice, polite, smattering applause. And then just before intermission, I went out, did my 15 minutes, got a standing ovation. I went, wait a minute, this feels good again. And that's when I started slowly getting back into it. And now we do about 75 dates a year, which is about all that I want to do. But it's fun. It's fun again. As long as it's fun, I'll be doing it.
I don't understand how you could have walked away from it in the beginning. And watching the enthusiasm of the people last night, and now you're in a venue where everybody's not wearing Nehru jackets, but, you know, they're wearing suits and ties, and they're screaming and hollering, and they're having a great time, and they're singing along with the songs. I mean, did you know at the time, Mark, the influence that you were having on the American youth? Because I know a lot of times you go from city to city, you have recording session, and you really don't know the impact that you're having.
No, Ron, and I'll tell you, if I'd have thought rock and roll was going to last, believe me, we'd have had a clause in our contract about CDs.
Let me hear you spell royalty.
Yeah.
Boy, ain't that the truth. How did you first get together? I'm sure you've been asked that question a million times. I heard a story one time that you met some of the guys when they were delivering buns.
Revere, whose name was Revere Dick. That's, you know, nobody knew his first name was Paul. And he hated that name because he was teased unmercifully in school. You know, Paul Revere, where's yours? Ha, 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 ha.
Sure.
So it was Revere Dick. And he had a local drive-in restaurant. And right across the street was his competition, the Quick Curb. He had the Reed and Bell. So he thought, you know, if I have a rock and roll band or join a rock and roll band, all the kids think I'm cool and they'll come to my restaurant. So he put a band together. And actually, he joined what was then called the Red Hughes Band and sat in with them. I heard these guys rehearsing, and I'd been singing with the Country and Western Band as a rockabilly singer.
Really?
About 15. And all of a sudden, I hear across the street, nothing but rock and roll. Jerry Lee and Little Richard. And I thought, God, you know, I want to get in that band. So the night they played, I walked up, and I was always kind of legally partially blind. So I took off my glasses because I was, you know, vanity, vanity, always vanity.
Oh.
And could made my way to the stage because I could hear the sound up there. Walked up and demanded to sing a song. And they went, what? And I said, just one. So they said, what do you know? I said, anything you can play, you know.
Hoping that they would play Hank Williams tune at that point, right?
Yeah, and he did. Revere says, how about Crazy Arms?
Really?
Which was the flip side of, written by Hank Williams, but the flip side of Jerry Lee's records. So I did it, and for like that 2.5 minutes, I was in another world. It was great. As soon as the music stopped, I went, kind of out of the place. So, to make a long story even longer, the next day I'm working at the bakery, where I work at McClure's Bakery. And it's Sunday. We don't deliver buns on Sunday, so Revere had to come down and pick up his buns. I'm a little late that morning, and I've got my baker's hat on and my long apron all covered with flour and grease, and my thick glasses covered with flour. So he comes in to get his order, and I said, you know, I'm not quite ready, but you have to wait. And he says, you know, the funniest thing happened last night. We played up the street of Elks Lodge. And he said, you know, and I said, well, how was it? He said, well, it was great, you know, it was full. He said, but in the middle of the show, where's this crazy skinny kid with his wild look in his eye came up and sang a song. And I said, well, how was he? And he said, well, he wasn't bad. I whipped off my hat and my glasses and said, it was me.
Oh, that's funny.
And he said, well, man, you weren't bad. He says, anytime you want to come up and jam. So the Red Hughes Band that he was playing with, we then, the two guitar players and Revere and myself, went off, became the Downbeats. And when we signed our first record contract, John Gus, the guy at Gardena Records, saw everyone's full legal name, said, Paul Revere and Dick. Paul Revere and the Knight Riders. Paul Revere and the Somethings. And Paul, you know, said, no, I'm Revere. I don't want to go as Paul. And he said, well, the Downbeats is cool. I mean, that's all right, but Paul Revere now, everybody can remember that. So, you know, we thought about it, and about 3 weeks later, we said, how about Paul Revere and the Raiders? Because we thought Knight Riders was too country. And the rest, as they say, is history.
That's unbelievable.
Mark, you live up in upstate New York now, not in L.A. anymore?
Been about half the time in Maui and about half the time upstate New York. Rock and roll keeps you young. Keeps you young.
Hey, Mark, thank you so much for joining us on the show. Let's not wait so much time between visits, okay? We got a lot of history together going way back to the late 60s. Mark Lindsay from Paul Revere and the Raiders.
Rock and roll keeps you young. Keeps you young.
Thanks, Mark.
They took the whole Cherokee Nation. Put us on this reservation. Took away our ways of life. The tomahawk and the bowie knife. Took away our native tongue. Taught their English to our young. And all the beats we made by hand are nowadays made in Japan.
Gapple here, serial entrepreneur with words from another happy payroll customer.
Patriot Software
has saved our business by allowing me to focus on other aspects of the business rather than spending so much time on multiple platforms to do the things entailed on running a business. I found Patriot by complete accident, and I don't regret it. It is continuing to save our company, and I'm extremely excited to see what else it entails.
Easy to learn, easy to use, small business software tailored just for you.
Visit us at patriotsoftware.com. Use promo code RADIO and get 2 months of payroll free. That's patriotsoftware.com.
With patriotsoftware.com, accounting and payroll, keep your time and money.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Ron Seggi Today, live nationwide and around the world. June is here. I love June. June is National Camping Month, and people are looking for adventures for summertime, and camping is one of them. I have considered camping, but I don't know if I'm going to be successful at it. And here to help us, the author of Everywhere for Nothing, Free Travel for the Modern Nomad, Megan Kaiser. Hi, Megan. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Ron. We're going to get you ready for camping by the end of this.
Oh, boy. And I failed to mention, of course, the former host of 24/7 on the Travel Channel. Camping to me would be like a black and white TV with no cable. I would like to try it. I really would. It's something that I've never done other than when I was a kid in the backyard. And
the first thing I'd say for you is start with the mattress. I know you're not, I don't mean like a regular at-home mattress, but they have so many great sleeping pads or cots. you can have a lot of comfort while you do it, and I'm all about that if you're going to camp. So start with that, or, you know, do something like a little glamping where you're in a yurt or a renovated bus or even a houseboat. You don't want to not have that adventure and then regret it, you know?
Oh, the houseboat idea I love. What kind of a mattress are you talking about here?
Get online and just say sleeping pad.
Okay.
I look for ones that are quiet because sometimes they're made up out of a material that just keeps me up at night, so that's not serving the purpose I'm looking for.
Is camping only in a tent, or is there more parameters to it than that?
I don't think anybody gets to set the rules. As long as you're doing it, as long as you feel like it's camping, a little bit of roughing it, I say that works just fine for me. And also, my partner and I, we cheat a little bit. We got a huge tent that he's 6'1", so he can stand up in it really easily. We can walk around, and I have a really large, we both have really large sleeping pads that we can use and still kind of sit in there comfortably on chairs. So it's like cheating a little bit, but, man, it makes camping so much more nice.
Well, you know, when I think of a tent, I used to think of the one that we had as a kid, and it was like a pup tent, like they use in the Army. But that's not what I'm going to – my son had a thing that looked like it was a house. But what about in the hot summer nights, and especially down in areas like where I live in Orlando, it's very, very hot. How can you accommodate that situation?
Well, obviously you don't want to use a really heavy sleeping bag. They make incredible sleeping bags now that are really lightweight. You can use, it's almost like a sheet, or you can just use a sheet. And the airflow in the tent's really important. If you have a car, they have fans that you can plug into the car and use. But I think airflow and a light covering is key for me.
Okay, what do you do when planning a camping trip, and where do you go camping, and what do you bring with you? Because obviously it's an altogether different creature than going someplace that you're in a hotel with the hair dryer and the spa and everything else.
Sure. So one of my favorite places is Texas. I mean, camping gives you a whole new side of Texas. It is home to some of the most beautiful and diverse landscapes in the country.
Right.
Plentiful options for first-time and experienced campers. They have nearly 100 state and national parks. It's actually the 100th year anniversary for their parks. And they offer every imaginable landscape to explore, beaches, lakes, rivers, to mountains, and, of course, prairies. Also, now's a great time to start planning a Texas camping trip for the fall. There's that weather you're looking for. You get cooler temperatures, longer nights for stargazing. Stars really are big and bright in Texas. You can start at TravelTexas.com. It'll point you where you need to go. It really has something for everyone. Also, if you're talking about gear, I've discovered something that's just a new necessity for me. Of course, you want to have food and drink fresh on your trip, right?
Yeah.
There are these new solar power coolers. I love the new Go Sun solar coolers. They are, of course, solar powered, which means they never need ice. So no digging through freezing ice to find what you need. It's like going to the fridge at home. I'm sitting here with the Chill. They have the Chill and the Chillest. It's perfect for camping, tailgating, the beach, or really any summer activity. You can use the sun, or you can plug it into your car, plug it in for a power bank refill. They're on sale now, so get one. You'll get it in time for the 4th. And no more soggy sandwiches or rummaging through melty ice, which honestly I can't stand.
Yeah, I know. It gives me the willies, too. Let's talk about, yep, though, these destinations you're talking about, like Texas. Is it better to be in a campground where there's other people rather than trying to, you know, go out in the desolate area, which could be risky?
Totally personal preference. I mean, I like to camp around some people. I also like campsites that have bathrooms and showers.
I've done
the roughing it thing, but sometimes I'm just not in the mood for that. So, yeah, I would just consider what you're in the mood for. You don't. Some people think of camping and they're like, well, I have to rough it or I'm not doing it right. The important thing is that you just get out there.
Right.
And, I mean, places like Texas, lots of driving, right? And camping or travel like that usually means driving, and that starts with tires. So I like to think about road safety a bit because I'm a big fan of BF Goodrich's Trail Terrain TA tire. It's engineered with exploration and safety in mind, so you can handle tough terrain on or off-road, comfortable, secure ride. A lot of people overlook the tire component, and it kind of means that you can drive with this peace of mind because adventures often are outside the road's painted lines. Check it out. Ask about it next time you go to the mechanic. It's the BF Goodrich Trail Terrain TA Tire.
Where can you go to rent a good RV? Because the last thing you want to do is get stuck in a vehicle that's not working and it doesn't belong to you and you don't know where to get it fixed, how to get it fixed, or if you should get it fixed. Where's a good place to do that?
I mean, there are lots of options online now. I would just hop on and search travel trailer rental near me or camper rental near me, because some have more local options, some are nationwide, and I really like, I mean, you can go big, but if you want something kind of quick and easy, you can do the Class B, which are like, they look like those big vans,
yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they come with insurance, they come with different options. You have that cooler I talked about. You don't need to have any electric hookup, and you'll have your food and drink nice and cold. So, yeah, I would definitely just get online and search, because there are so many choices anymore. Or you can go on site to where they have campers set up, or they have a houseboat set up or a treehouse, lots of things like that, too.
You know, I'm going to do that. I really am, because I have to be honest with you. When I go places, I'm always in these nice hotels, you know, especially if somebody brings me in for a concert or a remote broadcast or something. I want to do that. I'm going to do that.
Yes. Now, time we talk, I better hear that you did it.
You want to start? It's like, what did you do in summertime at the end of the summer? And when you go back to school, what did you do this past summer? Megan, where can we go for more information?
Well, for everything I talked about today, just check out tipsontv.com.
Best place to go, tipsontv.com. Our guest has been actress, television host, blogger, author, Megan Kaiser. Megan, one day we're going to have to talk about your acting career, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay, thanks. Happy camping.
All right, back at you. Good talking to you.
Nice talking with you, too. June is National Camping Month. Megan has great ideas there, and I'm going to take her up on them because I've never done this before. It would be a great experience. And there's more to come live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to...
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
On this last weekend of June, that's a wrap with Ron Sedgie today. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the past 2 hours, and they include legendary singer Tony Orlando from Kiss, Paul Stanley, singer-songwriter Don McLean, and Mark Lindsay. Also want to thank Megan Kaiser in our lifestyle segment. We'll be looking for your company come next week, the first weekend of July, when we'll do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgie today. And until then, I'm Ron Sedgie, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.
finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.